Ladies and gentlemen, the current chair, Madam Joyce Fedesco, the outgoing chair, Madam Irene Vogelsang, vendor relationship chair, Mr. Gilberto Morales, the international relations chair, and the rest of the attendees of the conference. My name is Kiza Steven. I'm an assistant librarian of the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Development in Uganda. The ministry is responsible for monitoring energy usage, energy production, and then exploration of minerals. At the same time, I'm also a student studying with the East African School of Library and Information Science at Makerere University, which is the oldest university here in Uganda. And the courtesy of the board of the Petroleum Energy Resources Division, I'm also a member of the Special Libraries Association. So that's it with myself, and to present to you this paper, which I thought I would be able to present personally, but circumstances have not enabled it to come. But with the help of the technology which is available, with the help of Chris Kenyari of the Copyright Clearance Center, at least I've been able to deliver this to you. Now, my paper will look at similarities in developing countries. Then I also intend to look at just some brief look at how special libraries in Uganda are operating. Then the current trend of information management in developing countries generally. This is what I've been able to see through the different papers that have been presented at different conferences. Most of those that have been held in developing countries. And then we'll look at how fast we can move, or how can we fast track these developments in the developing countries, in libraries in developing countries. What should SLA do to see that libraries, special libraries, are promoted in developing countries? We'll start with the definition of developing nations. Now, developing nations are generally those countries which are having income which is between $400 and around $9,000. But within these developing countries, there are those ones that are low income, and then there are others that are high income. And most of these developing countries are classified as low income countries. And then Uganda is also one of those countries in the low income category, having an average income of $500. You can compare that with the US, where it is 45,000. Then life expectancy, which is around 52 years. Then if you go beyond 52, then you are already in a bonus. And that one is compared with 7 years. And then the Uganda's economy is still growing and is basically on agriculture. And the service industry is just simply coming up. The libraries, there are special libraries in the developing countries. In special libraries in developing countries, basically those that are established by institutions so that the libraries could cater the information needs of these institutions. And most of these institutions, majority of them are government institutions. There are very few special libraries that are established on a private basis, like, for example, by corporate bodies. Those are generally very few. And then there are also libraries which are established by any non-government organization, but these ones generally are since that is not a priority area for NGOs. Then, when we come to the set of these libraries, we find that there is minimal subscription of journals. Actually, very few can afford the journals. The journals do come coming in as publishers, solicit for subscription, such that libraries could subscribe. But then we find that once somebody publishes, sends in 2-3 copies, then there is no more copies that are sent. And if there is no subscription, then that article, that title stops there. Then the shelves, if those who are lucky to have the shelves, in most cases they are empty, there are no books. Then the other problem we are having, the state that of these libraries, is that traditional publishing and the distribution mechanism has completely failed. There is very little publishing. In most cases, what we have are those articles or publications that are individually published and they are not peer-reviewed. Somebody sits down and writes maybe a pamphlet and publishes that. And you find that if you don't get a copy, once it has been out, then you may not get a copy at all. Then resource centers are holding numerous copies of single documents here. Like in my resource center, you find there are so many copies of, say, annual reports that are published and they are meant to distribute to other different departments of the government, but they were not distributed for lack of funding. Then most of these resources, the feasibility studies, the research literature, and the presented conference papers, you find they, with the clinical officers who have presented these papers, they don't normally submit a copy to the resource center. Somebody comes and wants to a particular copy, and then you cannot see that particular copy. Then, when it comes to managing the resources, the information resources, the resource centers, most of them do not have catalogs. Established long time, they have book catalogs, but find they are not updated, and then very few have got online public access catalog or OPAC. But this one is a preserved mystery of training institutions like university special libraries. Then there is also limited integration of the web page. So you find you go to, in most cases, one would wish to go to and there is a link to the library and see what the library holds. And then all these, the research reports, the presented papers, they remain inaccessible and they cannot be accessed by a user because nobody knows where they are. Those ones that are held by the technical officers, they are with the technical officers. Those ones which are held in the libraries are not cataloged, so nobody knows exactly what is there. And then in that situation makes inter-library lending not feasible. Then, because of this, because of the problem of financing, there is minimal journal subscription. There is minimal journal subscription, and in most cases, libraries have managed to overcome that, mainly through the use of consortias. Now we look at the situation in Uganda. How is the situation in Uganda? Now, when I was making this, when I was preparing this paper, I made a casual survey going to about 12 libraries. Of these, 4 were from government, other 6 were from government agencies or parastatals, and the other two were from institutions. Now, I wanted to find out exactly what is on the ground. Now, I realized that journals, for most of these, of all the 12, only one government was having journal subscription. Well, actually, it was in the one of finance. At least those ones have the money and can afford the subscription. Then they also looked at the commercial databases. The library that are able to access commercial databases that they subscribe to commercial paid databases. It was only one that was that is also the Minister of Finance, and then that one for the medical research at the major hospital here in Uganda at Mulago. Then open access databases, this one was accessed by institutions, that is the research institutions, and a few government libraries. Only the but at least which was the one that was in a better position was the availability of computers, where most of these libraries at least had the computer, though not all the computers were connected to the internet. Then we look at the current trend. What is the current trend in the special libraries generally in the developing countries? They are research reports and special collections. Most of these research reports and the special collections are being digitized. They are trying to scan and then turn them into soft copy, such soft copy are uploaded on the web pages of those institutions. Then there is also the availability of CD-ROMs, and most popular of these is the INIS CD-ROM, which gives access to some full text documents, and with others it gives the periodic reference. Then there is also access to the internet through satellite connection, through the use of portable mobile devices. And then there is also access of databases that are made free to develop countries, so we can be able to access Hinali, and then the others, Agora or Ibisco. And then this one is highly useful in industries where there's need for information.
There is free and open access to which can be change the bit so that it suits our environment,
and it can be used in managing the information resources in library. And that one, in that case, Greenstone has been very useful, though it has been saturated mainly in the Francophone countries,
leaving the Anglophone countries behind because I haven't had any training in that matter. Then the new technologies, that is things like instant messaging. This one we can use maybe to contact our fellows in the organization or even to contact the user in maybe send to alert them of a document that has come in the library so that they can take note of that and then use it. Then how can this situation be improved? Now, this situation of libraries lacking information materials, libraries having information that cannot be accessed, I suggest that libraries should try to be proactive by going into the rural areas, having a presence in the rural areas where most of our people are found. Most of our people are involved in agriculture. Most of our people are involved in forestry and fishing. So that's where they need the information. But in special libraries, most of them are concentrated in the urban centers, and it is only those people in the urban centers who are able to access those resources. But those ones in the rural areas where there is need for agriculture information, like even how they can improve the agriculture, how they can improve the soil content, how they can improve the harvest, all that information is lacking in the library. That information does not reach to the rural people. Then there should be training. Special librarians should be trained. There should be workshops, lectures, and at least they should be exposed to modern technology, whereby we could enhance such technology and provide better services to our people. So the purpose of this presentation mainly was to draw attention for SLA, to draw attention to SLA, so that SLA should be having a forward-looking strategy, a strategy that is designed to cater for the needs and for the information needs, for the skills development, so that the librarians are equipped with skills and will be and are able to are able to deliver or to yeah to deliver information whenever their patron require them. And also SLA should encourage peer reaching, should encourage members to reach out to peers such that those members in the developing countries can learn from those ones who are in the developed countries, like actually what the Petroleum and Energy Resources Division is doing by, say, getting me on board, getting membership. At least now I have 3-year membership. So this new, and I'm using it for the first time. At least if one would have such skills, then we can be in a better position. So conclusively, well, ICT is there in the developing countries. Communication facilities are available, but then we are not exploiting them fully. Even if it is the internet, we find the internet is very slow. The ICT facilities, we find the hardware is also not easy to access, such that we find that we are left behind. So until such a time when you are able to access cheap technology and then maybe access the internet cheaply, then that's when the good times will start rolling for the developing librarians in developing countries. So some special thanks to the executive members of the Division of Petroleum and the Energy Resources of the SLA, and special thanks to Madam Joyce Fedesco, who has been so kind and has been able to finance the payment of the visa which I did not. Then she has also been very much helpful in keeping me informed of whatever development. Actually, before I can get to know what is happening in Africa, then she sends me an email and then tells me, Steve, look at this and that, and then I get informed. Madam Malini Fodjian-san, I'm so grateful with the textbooks that you sent. I'm so grateful with the membership, but I still need more books, especially in IT. I'll be very happy if I can get some more, especially those which are dealing with the web page designing, since that is web page designing and the virtual libraries, since that is what I tend to specialize in. And then, Gilbert, I contacted Gilbert. My first contact with Gilbert, I think, was 2007. Then 2008, he tried to get me on board to attend the conference in Seattle. He couldn't get the funding. But then the visa, the hassle for the visa, those are challenges. But then going by that sequence, 2012, probably I'll be able to attend. Then Hayes, hope you are safe in the U.S. And I'm so grateful for that courage. Not being able to, don't give up easily on anything. And all this recording, it is through your effort that I'm able to even do this. And I'm really grateful. So with that, we can as well say, we look backwards, we gratitude, upward with confidence, and forward with hope. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time, and thank you for listening to me.